Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, June 12. In Squiz Kids today, showdown looms over protests. The world's oldest grizzly bear has cubs. Footy players take a knee, and TikTok neighbour pests. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
Expect an almighty showdown today and tomorrow as organisers of the Black Lives Matter protest marches planned for the weekend butt heads with police and the government. At issue, the right to take to the streets and protest, and the public health risk it poses. Let's break it down. We're all supposed to be social distancing, because coronavirus. But since the widespread protests against racial inequality swept the globe following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, countries everywhere have been trying to balance the rights of citizens to protest with protecting the community from a flare-up of the coronavirus. Prime Minister Scott Morrison yesterday urged people planning to protest again this weekend to consider fellow Australians, saying that if the coronavirus started spreading again, it would not only put lives in danger, but also hurt the economy. His plea came as one protester at last weekend's rally in Melbourne yesterday tested positive for COVID-19. Police in most states have meanwhile said they will fine anyone breaking social distance regulations this weekend. Meanwhile, in countries like India and Brazil, confirmed numbers of coronavirus cases continue to surge, with Brazil recording more than 775,000 cases.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story wherever it stops. And today we find ourselves in Yellowstone National Park in the United States, where there is much excitement at the appearance in the park of a 24-year-old grizzly bear and her four cute-as-a-button bear cubs. The bear, called 399, is one of the oldest known grizzlies living in the wild. And the fact she has given birth to four cubs while in hibernation has conservationists doing cartwheels. Hibernation is what bears in the Northern Hemisphere do, often in caves, to sleep through the freezing winters. Bear watchers in Yellowstone were not sure if 399 was going to make it through the winter just gone, so the fact she's emerged to tackle another spring with four bouncy cubs in tow has them tickled pink. There's a link in today's episode notes to a photo of 399 and her four cubs.
Sport time!
It was a 36-all draw in last night's nail-biting restart to the AFL season as Collingwood and Richmond faced off at an empty MCG. Over in rugby league land, the Broncos squandered their 18-0 lead to finally lose to the Manly Sea Eagles 20-18. Meanwhile, AFL footy players are likely to follow the example set by Tigers and Magpies players last night and show their support this weekend to the Black Lives Matter movement by taking a knee, which means kneeling on one knee. The gesture will be made in support of Australia's Indigenous people and as a show of support for the cause of racial equality.
Pop Culture Corner.
TikTok. It's all fun and games until you have to live next to it. At least, that's what a neighbourhood in Los Angeles is finding after one of the social media platform's biggest collective of influencers moved in. It's called the Sway House, and it's made up of a bunch of young lads who, according to the neighbours in the swanky suburb of Bel Air, make a whole lot of noise late into the night compiling their videos. Police have been called, warnings have been given, but the lads from the Sway House just keep shooting each other with paintball guns, blaring their music, and racking up millions of likes in the process. I'm gonna guess the neighbours aren't contributing to those likes.
What's up, Fox?
Every Friday, we check in with Squiz Kids Ambassador Flynn, known as the Fox to his friends, to see what he's been reading, listening to, and watching. And this week, he's been reading Penguin Bloom, the beautiful story of a funny little magpie called Penguin, who fell from the sky and saved an Aussie family. On high rotation in the earbuds this week is the haunting tune Surrender by Natalie Taylor. It's soft and soulful and perfect for a lazy afternoon listen. And as for watching, this week he's been coming home from school, flopping on the lounge, and watching episode after episode of Fuller House. Because every now and then we all just need to tune out and watch something easy.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What's the name of the national park in the US where Grizzly 399 has just appeared with her four cubs? That's right, it's Yellowstone National Park. Question number two. Who won last night's AFL season restarter between Collingwood and Richmond? Well, no one did. It was a draw. Question number three. What's the name of the TV show that the fox has been flopping down in front of this week? That's right, it's Fuller House.
Yeah! Shout outs.
It's June 12. Today is the birthday of Anne Frank, author of the famous Diary of Anne Frank. It's also Russia's National Day, plus the anniversary of the release of a rock and roll song that changed modern music, Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock. It's also a Friday, and that means 11 million birthday shoutouts. Happy birthday to, deep breath now, Jessica and Sarhaj from Campbelltown, Emily from Palara, Itaya from Modora Bay, Craig from Dean's Marsh, Lily from Morningside, Henry from Coffs Harbour, Jaden from Heidelberg, Michelle from Oran Park, Rennie from Toronto, Ava from Crookwell, Finn from O'Connor, Toby from Paddington, Hamish and Bobby from Brisbane, Leon from Shoal Bay, Phoenix from Abbotsford, Lily from Dubbo, Macy and Nivea from Orange, Elwin from Franklin, Inara from Oakley, Bob from Blacktown, Harvey from Newcastle, Basil from Narrowena, Alberta from the Blue Mountains, Naz from North Sydney, Burley from Warringah, Oda from Manly, Barnaby from Mudgee, Pavel and Ryan from Sydney, and Annabelle, who's listening all the way over there in Whistler, in Canada. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Clementine from Robertson, Charlotte from Sydney, Ryan from Albany Hills, Sophia from Melbourne, and Xavier from Sheoak Grove. And don't forget, of course, the shout-outs for all of you kids who are celebrating birthdays over the weekend. Harry from Tottenham, Taylor from Melbourne, Chris and Greta from Sydney, Ardy from Nudgee, Connor from Camp Hill, Lachlan from Waterman's Bay, Amber from Wellington Point, Hannah from Upper Mount Gravatt, Lottie from Curlewis, Elijah from Ripponlea, Carter from Merriweather, Harry from Glenbrook, Marley from Crookwell, Jackson from Shell Harbour, Mia from Abbotsford, Misha from Brisbane, Stella from Carnegie, and Thomas from Kew. Happy birthday, one and all. I need to lie down now. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you'll want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again on Monday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent weekend. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.